Do you have solo economic dependency? That is, if you aren't working, you aren't making money. The Art of Passive Income podcast is the solution. Discover passive income models so you can enjoy life on your own terms. Let freedom ring.
Hey, it's Mark Podolsky, Land Geek, your favorite niche real estate website, thelandgeek.com. And on this week's podcast, we have all the usual suspects, except for one. We've got the Zen Master, Mike Zano. We've got the technician, Eric Peterson. We've got dude buddy, not a cap OG, Scott Bossman. We've got Taria putting in her reps, Harris. And last but not least, Scott Todd from scotttodd.net, landmoto.com. Learn anything about anything, investorninjas.com. See how we're skipping the pleasantries? We're getting right to it. Yeah, Taria, you like that? Not even a hello, how are you?
Keeps people on their toes.
Right? People are not going to be fast forwarding through that middle part anymore, because now we're getting right to our topic, which is from boot camp. 8 people asked this question, and Taria, we'll have to start with you as you are our Facebook expert. That we had mentioned that we're posting right now on Facebook. So to give some context to the question, our favorite marketing channel right now is going to be Facebook Marketplace. And then from there, landmoto.com. And then way down the list is Craigslist now, right? Or Eric, do you disagree with that?
No, I agree with it, but only because it's really hard to post on Craigslist right now. Once we crack that code and figure it out again, I think we'll be right back in Craigslist marketing there.
Okay. So the question is, are you doing your own ad copies or are you outsourcing that part? So Taria, let's just start with you, because we never start with you. And I think Mike Zano really loves the break.
So the question is, are you doing your own ad copy or outsourcing it? So if you're asking me personally, we outsource our ad copy, mostly because it's time consuming and it becomes very redundant, and just having to come up with, you know, catchy topics and things to write. For me, I did not find that fun at all. And my time was better spent doing other things in the business than trying to come up with, you know, ad copy. If that's something that someone enjoys doing, they have the bandwidth to do, and, you know, their business is running smooth and they just have all this extra time, I don't see anything wrong with someone doing their own ad copy. But if we're trying to follow the model that's been set forth, you don't want to spend a lot of time in the trenches doing things that you can hire someone at a decent price to do for you. So I'm not a fan of people doing their own ad copy. One, unless they just don't have the money to buy someone, to pay someone to do it. I'm not a fan of that at all. I think our time is best spent working, you know, more logistically on the business itself and less, you know, into the mundane tasks.
Well, you know, I'm going to agree with you. You know, there's no one more ambitiously lazy than myself, but let's ask Scott Bossman. What's he doing?
Oh yeah, we're definitely outsourcing ad copy for all of the advertising platforms that we're listing land on. I would say though that I think it's important for people who are new to the business to write their own ad copy when they're first starting out, so they can learn the intricacies of what works and maybe what doesn't. Now, I don't think you have to do it forever, but I think you're going to get, you know, Mark, one of my favorite modules that you do at bootcamp, which is coming up, is your marketing module. You know, people learn so much in that and they come away, and people even sold a property last time at bootcamp implementing what, you know, you taught them and what Taria taught them. And that was really cool. So I think it's important for beginners to take action and do that. But yeah, once you've done it, once your training wheels are off, once you've done it, you know, a number of times, you outsource this, outsource it, and move on to the next part of the business. But For me, it was valuable knowing what worked and what didn't, and how I was going to implement that going forward in my business to make it successful.
No, I think that's a great point, because what you're basically saying is, you know, we're saying you should delegate, not abdicate. And if you just give it to somebody, then you're abdicating. You need to know at least a deep enough level what they should be doing, how they should be doing it, how much time it should be taking, and then be able to measure and manage the results of their work. And if you haven't done it yourself, then you have no context on whether or not they're doing a good job or not. So I think that's a really, really good point. Zen Master, Mike Zano.
Well, this is probably one of the times you'd want to go first on the podcast, because they've said such wonderful things. I mean, really, I agree with everything Taria said. Scott Bossman made a great point about you should learn to do something first. But I don't know if that's always the case, too, because as I'm thinking and I'm hearing in the background, they're putting a wall in my backyard, a retaining wall. I wouldn't want to go learn how to do the retaining wall before I hire them, right? I just got different prices and realized that it's a good price. So I think there's some things in the business that we can sort of look at more objectively and look at the pricing and look at the associated costs and get
What are some of those things? Let me just jump in. What are some of those things you're like, you don't need to know this. Just go ahead and outsource it right away.
Yeah, I think the ad copy could be one, actually. You know, I think that if you look, there's enough people out there that do ad copy, you could find on Upwork or you could find on other platforms, even Fiverr, and you could get an idea of what the going rate is, right? It's like you're going to have someone come plumb your house. There's a going rate to put a sink in or to put a toilet in. So I think that there are certain things you could do in that regard. There are certain things that probably you wouldn't, like picking an area or building, pricing an area. That's a little different, right? That's got some more intricacy to it. You know, that's very specific to our business, and there's not a lot of people that could assist you, right? That's something you have to do yourself. So I don't know. I don't want to be the devil's advocate on the podcast, but I'm saying that there are certain things that you could definitely get a sort of a measure from the from the market of what these things are worth, and then just say, you know what, I don't know, but I know it's going to cost me $20 to get four ad copy or whatever it might be. As an example, I know I don't want to spend however long it's going to take me to do that. I'm comfortable with that price. It fits into my budget.
Yeah, no, I like the devil's advocate piece of it for sure, and I think there are some pieces of it that, you know, you don't need to go and learn Excel. You can just go on Fiverr and have somebody scrub a list. I agree. You don't have to do that piece yourself. I do think that there is some value to knowing enough about marketing to even just say, you know, this group over this group and this price over that price is better. Because if you're just abdicating it, how will you even know what a good job looks like? Right. How will you even know if they're doing a good job, right? It's like the blind leading the blind. So I disagree, Mike Zano.
Well, some people, you know, like, that's, I thought you might, some people, I thought you were agreeing the whole time. That just threw a curveball at it, didn't it? But it's like, some people, like, they'll hire a plumber, like, they don't even double check it. They're like, I just think it was a great job. Like, that guy came in, showed up, knocked it out, and you know what? It's $20 for my ad copy. He did a great job. Maybe I could have got it for 10.
How dare you compare plumbing to ad copy? How far off can we go on this metaphor? Why not just compare it to, you know, rocket science?
I thought you were agreeing with me the whole time. It threw me a curveball. So if we're on that mode, I'd say I disagree with this, with the quick opening, because I feel like it's not woman fuzzy.
I think it's, you don't think it's respectful of the listener's time.
I felt like I was gonna say hi to you and then you just skipped over me. I felt like someone, you put your hand out to shake their hand and they just go like this. I don't know, I felt kind of betrayed myself as a participant.
I mean, that's a big word right there, betrayed on the opening. You know what, you're entitled to your feelings 100%, and I'm going to take it as feedback.
Feelings were hurt. That's a good point.
I just want to officially say, hi, Mike. How are you?
Hello, Mark. It's nice to see you.
It's good to see you. So
I'll go on mute now.
So Taria has her view of saying, yeah, I'm outsourcing it. Scott says, yeah, I'm outsourcing it, but I think you should do it first. Mike has his view. Well, it's just like being hiring a plumber. Just get the best price for it. You don't even need to know what good ad copy is. As long as the toilet flushes, good enough for me. And that was at the right price. Eric Peterson, how do you feel about it?
You know, like everybody else, it's something that's outsourced. You know, in terms of Facebook in particular, the way that we operate there is I have various posters that are posting our ads on Facebook, and they are actually responsible for writing their own ads. We provide resources in the form of long-form marketing content for our properties and other example ads. But ultimately, they put together those ads under my guidelines. And I like that strategy because it means that each poster is going to have a little bit of a different personality and tone to their ads. They're not all the same that way. And we get more variety out there in the marketplace. So that's what we do.
Okay. I love it. Mike Zeno, what do you think?
I think it's good. But Mark, just for clarification, I didn't say I would want shoddy plumbing. I didn't want to say that I didn't want to say I want junky ad copy. That wasn't the point.
No, your point was like, I don't need to go become a plumber.
To know what a toilet looks like properly installed.
Right. Exactly. And I just think that it
has to do more than flush. It has to not leak.
It has correct.
To be seated possibly. You know, you don't want to be wiggling around on that thing, right? You want that thing to be seated properly.
But yeah, my point is that you know enough about what a good toilet should, how it should work, and the plumbing should work. And to Scott Boston's point, you should know enough about ad copy to know, is that ad copy leaking? Does that ad copy flush?
Well, there is a litmus test.
Which is a lead, correct?
Correct.
What's
the, a lead? Do you get a qualified lead?
Yeah. You know, I can, like, Scott Todd right now has just been biting his lip.
I'm just waiting
to
see where he falls on this equation.
He's just
up at the bit. I'm going
to. He's been biting his lip. He's like the self-discipline for him not to jump in earlier.
I'm not sure if
earlier.
He's coming down hot on me or you, Mark, but I'm ready to find out.
Look at this. Look at that Cheshire smile, like a Cheshire cat. You know what? I want to thank everybody for being on the top round table today. And I thought it was a great topic. Oh, wait. Let's go to Scott Todd. Wait, Scott, I can't hear you.
Hey, Mike, can you hear me? Mike?
Loud and clear. Yeah.
How are you doing today, man?
I'm a little flustered right now. Are you going to make it worse?
Listen,
you're going to call my phone? I don't know what's about to happen.
Mike, listen, man, I want to tell you, you and I were like brothers the other day because, like you, I actually put out a fire. I was very proud of myself.
Oh, wow.
And I have a lot of respect for what you do. And like the work that you do, I literally put it out with my 2 feet because I was driving down the street. I saw some smoke. I made a U-turn. I tell my wife, the median's on fire. Went back. I stomped it all out, made sure it was all clear and left. I smelled like fire. Just a little thing, man. I smelled like fire.
You put the shirt on I gave you?
I went home and put it on. Yeah, to my wife, like, how do I look? You know, fire, honorary firefighter. And Mike, I got to tell you something, man. I know you like curveballs, so, you know, you got a curveball today. Hey, Mark, since we're talking about, like, outsourcing first, did you learn how to change the oil on your car before you got someone else to do it? Or did you recently, like, when you had an electrician come in, did you sit down there and try to figure out how to do the switch first in order to hire the electrician first? Or what did you do? How did you do that?
Okay, again, this is not a good analogy.
Why?
So, because it's not. It's because. Just not.
Why?
Yeah, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
Okay, so?
Because I'm managing a land investing business, okay. And I need to know how to manage it. Okay. There are certain specific things in life that I don't know enough, and I will never know enough to even manage. And to Mike's point, as long as it flushes and as long as it doesn't leak, good enough. Now, that being said, I would spend time looking at Yelp reviews for a good plumber or a good electrician or a good car mechanic. I'm not going to go to school for those things because they're not a good use of my time. My hourly rate is way higher. That's why I outsource it. And we're all outsourcing our marketing. But to Scott Bossman's point, we want to delegate it. That's why we don't want to abdicate. We want to know enough. And Scott's not saying do your own marketing for a year. He's saying do it once.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I'm not opposed to writing an ad or everybody writing an ad one time.
It sounds like you are.
In fact, in flight school, we actually write an ad, especially like our last class. I made them write an ad live on the call and post it. So that's not the point. But the point is that, you know, if a CEO comes into a company, the CEO is not going to sit there and try to write an ad. He's going to say to the marketing team, do your best. Now, if you're a marketer, if your degree and your expertise is in marketing, well, I would tell you, you're kind of crazy to give up the marketing just because you don't want to market because you want to be the CEO. That would be the last thing I would give up. It would be a lot like people who say, hey, I don't like sales, so I'm going to give that up. To me, I didn't really love the sales side either. I mean, I would do it, but I didn't love it. But you know what is, I think the last thing you should give up is sales, because the most important part of the whole business is making the cash register ring. Now, I might have a skewed viewpoint of that, but without sales, you have no business, period. But when it comes to something like simple as writing an ad, I don't think that you have to sit there and write an ad. If you understand what you're looking for and you understand like what an ad looks like, and how do you understand what an ad looks like, go look at one. Now, if you're not getting leads, well, then maybe you have a problem with your ad writer. But I do think that you should spend more time, instead of writing the ads, maybe spend more time thinking about the type of people that you're going to attract, so that you can tell the ad writer, this is the type of person I'm trying to write this ad for.
And to Mike Zano's point, because I've given him such a hard time, you know, we have two coaching clients who've graduated from our community. They know the land business. They've trained a team of VAs. So you can go to landvaforyou.com and hire an ad writer for Facebook. And they already been trained. They already know enough. So to Mike Zano's point, yeah, that would be your plumber, right? Or to Scott's point, that would be your electrician right there. They have already been trained. They know what they're doing. And in that sense, that would be truly delegating. And to Scott's point, that would be being an effective CEO, because you make no money writing ad copy. And to Scott's point, I've said it before, the last two things I outsourced were county research and sales. Because without either one of those, you get your county research wrong, the whole process just breaks down, for number one. And if you don't sell, you're right. You got that's the fuel that drives the business. So I think everybody had a really good point, even Mike Zano. Taria, what do you think?
I think both points were extremely well articulated. I think just to kind of sum it up is, yes, you should outsource. Should you be familiar with the marketing process? Absolutely. But then there are also checks and balances in place, like statistics and going in and taking a look at the ads. And that goes back to you delegating and not abdicating, even though you've delegated the content to the copyright to someone else. It's still our responsibility as a CEO to make sure it's effective. And going in and looking at our leads and checking the statistics, how many views, you know, how well is the ad content doing?
I love it. So I thought it was really a really good topic, for sure. But now we're at that point in the podcast where we go back to Taria and we ask her for her tip of the week, a website, a resource, a book, something else actionable for the Art of Passive Income listeners to go improve their businesses, improve their lives. Taria, putting in her reps, Harris, what do you got?
Okay, so I felt like I needed to combat the app that you gave us. What was it? We Croak?
Yes.
I found an app called Happy Things. And this app will give you things to do, think about that make you happy. There's nothing in it about death. So one of the things is like, raise your head and look for one thing that makes you smile. So Happy Things, and you'll get a reminder if you want. You can set up a reminder. You can even skip some of them. Like one of them told me to park, you know, the furthest away while I'm sitting here. So I can say, give me another one. So it just helps you. For me, I'm always head down on my laptop, on my computer doing something. So it helps me kind of wake up, think about something, gratitude, be happy, and it improves my day.
Yeah. So I'll make a confession. I did download that app as well. And I have been doing it every day. And I'm like 6 days in. And it's not as good as We Croak.
I was going to say, compared to We Croak.
Because We Croak reminds you 5 times a day of your mortality, which and then puts you into a state of gratitude that, hey, I get to do whatever I'm doing, not I have to do it kind of thing. And then I get to share with you some of those wise quotes as well on Voxer, which even Mike Zano seems to appreciate from time to time, the Zen Master.
Oh, really good, though.
Well, yeah. I was thinking we don't really need to get the app if Taria gets it and posts it on the Voxer. We could have the benefit of both apps since we get them anyway. It'd be perfect. We don't even have to get it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's a great tip. That's a great tip. So I want to thank the listeners, remind them that today's sponsor is Flight School, and you learn how the next 16 weeks and really transform your life. And start going up that mountain of land investing with somebody who's done it thousands and thousands of times, with Scott Todd as your Flight School Sherpa. He's going to take you up there quickly, safely, efficiently. And guess what? That tuition ain't going to cost you nothing. Guaranteed. You're going to make back that money 180 days or less. Cash or terms deals. Just show us your work. That's it. Go to landgeek.com/training. Schedule a free consultation call with either the NICAP OG, dude buddy, Scott Bossman, or the Zen Master, Mike Zano. And then if you're talking to Mike, you can say, man, boy, wasn't Mark a jerk on that podcast about marketing? And you guys can commiserate about it. Right? Pretty good. So please do that. Scott Todd, are we good?
We're good, Mark.
Eric, are we good?
We're good. I just want to remind everybody that boot camp is just around the corner. What is it, the end of April-ish?
End of April, yeah. We're April 23rd to the 25th, yeah. If you haven't signed up, go to landgeek.com/bootcamp for sure. Thank you for that. Taria, are we good?
All good.
Scott Bossman?
We're good.
I'm afraid to ask Mike.
Everything's great now. It was a great podcast. I was especially enjoyed the part where Scott Todd chimed in, but great.
I mean, you know, the firefighting buddies have to stick together, man.
The brotherhood
has to stick together.
Oh. Sounds like someone might be getting a sweatshirt with a Hero Fire on it soon.
Listen. Look at what the last one did for me. I saved the world.
There you go. Well, I want to thank the listeners, remind them the only way that Mike Zano is going to continue to put up with my shenanigans is if you do us three little favors. You got to follow the podcast, rate, review it, send us a screenshot of that review, support@thelandgeek.com. We're going to send you for free the wholetailing course, How to Double Your Money, 30 days or less. All right, ready to do this?
Yes.
1, 2, 3. Let
freedom
ring. Not bad.
I think he did that on purpose.
Yeah. What's that?
He wanted to
sell. Is that what I said? Just to stir the pot? Yeah.
What'd you say?
I'll tell you one thing, though. The pot has been stirred now because some guy on this call doesn't even have a t-shirt. And you would think that through all the hills and valleys that we've been through together, that he might have a t-shirt. just saying.
Wow.
And some girl this podcast does not.
I hear loud and clear. It was one boot camp and they were handed out.
Listen, and that was many years ago. Many years ago. Many.
Yeah, but look at the long-term effect. You just put out a fire last week.
Well, what was it, Mike? 2020 a boot camp you passed us out? I mean.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was under the table, I know.
Still stirring. Still stirring.
Well, listen, you know, the pot stirrer has gotten stirred.
I'm not sure what did Scott Bossman do today that stirred the pot. I must have missed that.
Spoke early on, you know, early on. Mike, I have already forgotten what he's done too, but you know.
I wish you'd forget the things I've done. Well, how did that happen? Did you get so picky with him?
Well, the problem is that, you know, Scott Bossman provided, I guess it wasn't Scott, it was somebody else, provided a picture that is forever ingrained in my brain. So, you know,
I have never worn a bald cap.
Yes, that's the problem. That's the problem.
I did not ever wear a bald cap.
It's okay. Mm. It's all right. We're good. We're good.
So on a side note, I got to give a shout out to Paul Flanagan. I've watched his scene in Your Honor. Do you guys see Your Honor yet?
Oh, yes.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
He's great. He was great. So Paul, if you're listening to this, well done. Well done. It's kind of cool arguing with Bryan Cranston. I don't know if he's arguing with him, but they're going back at it. They're going back and forth. I messaged him. I'm like, how many takes did that take? I don't know. I didn't hear back. I don't know. He'll get back to me. He's probably on set.
One take, baby. One take.
One take.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Passive Income podcast. Start your journey at www.thelandgeek.com and www.scotttodd.net. Rate and review the podcast and email support@thelandgeek.com. Your screenshot for a free passive income launch kit.